Adelaide Marguerite was a poor, humble maid from Normandy, near Hoffler. At 11 years of age, she went to work for some wealthy ranchers in her area. Some years later, the Seine flooded and carried off and drowned all their animals. Other misfortunes followed, and the girl's employers fell into poverty. Adelaide identified with them and their misfortune, stifled the voice of selfishness, and listening only to her generous heart, convinced them to accept 500 francs she had saved up. She then continued to work for them without pay. After her employers died, she devoted herself to their daughter, a penniless widow. She toiled in the fields and took her gain to the house. She got married and joined her efforts with those of her husband in order to support the poor woman whom she still called her mistress. Her sublime self-denial continued for nearly a half century. The Society of Emulation at Rouen did not forget this woman, so worthy of respect and admiration, and awarded her an honorary medal and some financial compensation. The Masonic Lodges of Havre added to this tribute and awarded her a small sum intended for her welfare. Finally, the town administration also provided for her in a discreet way, sparing her any susceptibility. An attack of palsy took this beneficent being from the earth suddenly and painlessly. The final respects paid to her memory were simple yet decent. The municipal secretary led the funeral procession. Parisian Society, December 27, 1861. Evocation. We pray to Almighty God to allow the spirit of Marguerite Gosse to communicate with us.
Yes, God has kindly granted me such a grace. We consider ourselves fortunate to be able to express our admiration for your conduct during your earthly existence, and we hope that your self-denial has earned you recompense. Yes, God has been good and merciful toward this servant. Everything I did and which seems praiseworthy to you was completely natural.
For our instruction, could you tell us the cause behind your humble condition while on earth?
For two successive existences, I occupied a high-level position. It was easy for me to practice the good without sacrifice because I was rich. However, it seemed that I was evolving too slowly, and that is why I asked to return in a more humble condition in which I would have to struggle with privation. I prepared myself for a long time. God upheld my courage, and so I was able to reach my intended goal thanks to the spiritual assistance he gave me.
Have you seen your former employers? Please tell us what your position is in relation to them, and if you still consider yourself as their subordinate.
Yes, I have seen them. They were present when I arrived here. I must humbly confess that they consider me superior to themselves.
Do you have any particular reason for being so fond of them rather than of someone else?
No obligatory reason. I could have achieved my purposes elsewhere. However, I chose them in order to pay off a debt of gratitude I felt I owed them. In a former life, they had been kind toward me and had rendered me service.
What do you think your future holds?
I hope to reincarnate on a world where pain is unknown. You might think me quite presumptuous, but I am speaking to you from the readiness of my character. Furthermore, I submit myself to God's will.
We thank you for having answered our evocation. We have no doubt that God will give you his blessings.
Thank you. May God also bless you, and when you die, may you all experience the pure bliss that has been granted to me.